Morning. So we're holding here in middle of Perichov Hay, and he's speaking about the Zman that's Roy from Matan Torah. He spoke about the month and so on. Now he's going to speak about one more item in terms of the Zman that's Roy. Omnam. From Sfiras HaOmer, it's very mashma that it was impossible to give Torah till that day. In other words, it's also a zman that the Torah gave. It's a different type of zman. It's not a zman like a specific day in a month and so on, but it is a zman of a very different kind. And the mashma says that that zman was most critical. So Yitzias Mitzrayim itself was a pchinas leida and a leida of a guf. So he says over here, he's saying the following aside. Whenever you have a muscle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam, so he started by creating a guf first, and then there's vayipach ba'apav. So the guf is first, the neshama comes second. A child is born, he has no das, and as he develops, das comes in. Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, and then they were just a guf. They were people, and only with Matan Torah did they get the seichel, the das, the pnimius, whatever you want to call it. So the first thing is we understand it. That's the process. We see that the process starts with a guf. He says another knech why. The ena seichel mishtatu mischabim a guf raku nivdol min a guf. So over here the Maral gives a little bit of an understanding why this is like this. Let's give an example. Imagine a person when you build a house, a developer is building a house. So there's a certain process. You start with foundations, and then you build the columns and the floors and the plumbing and electricity, but it always, that's how it gets built. People living in the house, sometimes people buy immediately, sometimes you sell it later. It's lav dafka part of the building. And because it's not, it's a different entity which uses the building, and the building is there in order to sell it to people, in order for people to live in. But it's not one and the same. The guf, had the neshama been created, the neshama, the seichel, the das, been created together with the guf, then basically we would understand it as being another function of the guf. So the mashal, the brain is part of the guf, and it's created with the guf together. It's cells. It's a different type of cell, but it's a cell, and it gets blood and so on. So all of that gets created together with the guf. The mind is it needs a platform of the guf, but it's not part of the guf, and therefore does not get created, does not get put into the body till later. The same thing Klal Yisrael. They needed to be a guf first. Seichel came later because that's the way in which we understand Seichel as being nivdal from the guf. It's not of guf, it's not of guf material, despite the fact that it will function only through a guf. Royal Kabbalah Zatera Sichlis Shenivdom Laguf. The Dove is a Baruch in Suffolk, Lemishmein Var Elu, the figures of Lispa the Hamishim Vera Hamish Hasphere. Ki im Hoya Gamkim Hasphere, I'm a Shutim at Tesha Babayim, the Dove is a Enoch Lohebachal Tesha Babayim Rakunivlatsma. So Morales says this point expresses itself in the counting also. It's a very strange way. We count the Shavuos, we count 49, and then we have a 50th day, which we don't count, but really Shavuos is the 50th day. And the answer is, if we would count it, then just by the fact that we're counting it, that's a declaration that it's part and parcel of the original part. It's another number. We don't want it that way. 49 also has in itself, it expresses a system of 7 times 7. 50 is above it, beyond it. So basically, we're making the same, we're describing Torah the same way, that there's a mahalach of sphira of counting 49 days, and that creates a certain kli kibul, and then the 50th day does not get counted, but that's, Torah is of the 50th day, which is a different, of a different nature. I've said a few times, you know, everyone says that that 7 is Teva, 8 is beyond the Teva. People make a mistake and they think it's the number 8 that is beyond the Teva. The number 8 is really, doesn't mean the number 8 as much as a number that transcends the sevens. So in a week, when we're counting in a week, 7 days, each day has a specific slot. It's meaningful. 8 is not meaningful in the context of a week. It doesn't mean anything. So when we say things that are shayach to beyond Teva, like Mila and so on, 8 means it doesn't fit into the box. It's not part of the previous mahalach. So Chamishim is not Michlal HaSfira, he says. Kim hoye gam kim Michlal HaSfira, hoye meshut v'mateshu ha-boyim, v'dov ze enoik, lo hoye b'chal teshu ha-boyim, rak u'nivdol atzmoy. It's something that's nivdol me'atzmoy. K'moy ha-seichel shu nivdol. And the seichel is really a perfect mashal, because the seichel needs the brain. Anything damaged in the brain, missing in the brain, there is no seichel where there's no brain. That doesn't exist, but the mind is not the brain. So the mind cannot be without the brain, but the mind is not the brain. That's why Oymer starts off with Sayin. Shasayinim gufnim ke Michael Behema. A Behema is something which is called a guf, and in as much as the Adam is talking about developing his lower dargis, that those are dargis of a Behema. Kvay korban zeh b'yom rishon shel sfira ki aguf hu muchal kama dargis haseichel, which is brother Nei Zeh. Ki yoshe le teira rak sheh lo mekabel gashmi. Umalas haseich sheh efshe lo yeh b'loi mekabel klal, rak tzorch le mekabel gashmi, l'kach hayoyim arishim min hachamishim, yesh kan akrobas ha'oyme, min ha'soyrim shu maichel chomri, shu neged Nei Zeh teira, shu haschol le teira. I want to add one more hesbah, one more could have hesbah, I think is important. When we talk about it being guf and so on, it says derech eretz kadma l'teira. It says that midas are before, midas are the famous, Reb Chaim Vital says that they come before teira, they're elementary, however you want to describe his words. The point of it is, the world of midas in the big picture are basic requirements of the guf to be fit for ruchnistic content. The marshal, if somebody is ill-tempered, bad-natured, gross, materialistic, things of that nature, so there's no place in him for Torah. A person who has no affinity for Ruchnius, so Torah has no place to land. So we first need to make a clay kibul. We need to take a person and give him the tchunis of a Ruchniusic person. And when the person has an affinity for Ruchnius, he becomes a clay kibul for Ruchnius. Now it's shaykh to put Ruchnius into him. So when we're talking about these 49s being guf and developing and being like a behemoth and so on, it means that the chelik of our, the word guf is not just the physical hands and feet. It's the basic tchunas hanefesh that every human being has and every living being has. We speak about an animal being ill-tempered, an animal of being accepting. Certain things we speak, we even describe, even an animal, by a person, we're talking about basic tchunas of the personality. And without those basic, derechas kavanah Torah means it's a prerequisite for a person who doesn't have an interest in ruchnius and refinement of some at some level, is not shayach to something that's das. So for 50 to 49 years, we had to develop our guf to be ro'uy for a kibul, for being a kabul, something that is ruchni, and then the ruchnius comes. So, Ukvabar is a Lamayla Perish of Nezek, Mashamanaf, Malchamov, and Siosim, and Sudam, and Atero, Vasot, and Malchamov, and Sitzahara, Zeshish, the Hakim, the Elechim, and Achamets. So, he makes 2 points over here. First of all, the difference in Sir and Chita, just what it says. This is Michael Behema, this is Michael Adam. And the point is the difference between two Macholim that makes one a Michael Behema, one a Michael Adam. A behema is mainly interested in bulk. In other words, something which fills it. A behema's perception of food is something that fills a physical void. So its stomach is empty, it packs it up with something. And the seorim have the requisite volume, so to speak, and that's what it eats. Adam has shaychus to something that's refined, which is tam. In other words, nuances of taste is shaykh to Adam as somebody who has a deeper perception. So like the Gemara says, if a behemoth eats something where it's a p'chin of shein, where it's derech hanosoi, you pay the meiser bezol because all you gained was the volume of food that the behemoth ate. The taste and the various nuances of taste are lost on an animal. So when we start the process, we start with sa'ira, and the second carbon is chita. That's one point that the Maral is making here. The second point that the Maral is making is the inyan of chametz, that once a person has Torah, he's able to put chametz in its place. In other words, there's nothing that is ra be'etzem, because that would mean that be a bria, that mitzarat miyusa is ra. The only one or two that need explanation is it says Esav, Re'ush, Shav, Barasi, Amalek. But by and large, there is nothing that is ra in its atzmius. It can't be that way. Hashem didn't create ra be'etzem. The answer is that ra is something which leaves its boundaries and then becomes ra. A Chazal say that Adam Arishin paga ochla, he ate the Eitz HaDaas prematurely. In other words, the Eitz HaDaas had a makom, except not at the time he ate it. The time he ate it, the tzivu was not to eat it. Then it was bad. So ra in this world happens because we don't have the ability to impose gedarim and put the ra into its place. Ra needs to have its makom, its metzias, and we don't have the ability to do that. And we let it we let it go into the areas it shouldn't go. So therefore, we have to keep away from Ra completely. When we're able to be mashlit Teira, which is sichlius on the Bria, we have the ability to give things its place. And therefore, it's possible for chametz to be nichnas under the umbrella of Torah and be used for shtei alecha. In other words, our ability to use chametz appropriately happens only in with the sinas of Torah. Masechet Kedushin, it says v'samtem samtam nimshal Torah kesam chayim. Moshalom shikas b'noi makir doyla v'niach reti al gaba v'amaloi b'ni. So this explanation that Torah is something that is that allows a person to cope with Yetzer Hara. So here's one hesbet he's going to give now. We'll see it in a minute. There's another hesbet that Maral says in Derech Chaim, I think is very important. Let's take an example. Imagine a person has you watch kids playing with toys. So kids play with toys, and they fight with each other. So anyone, you know, maybe it's only miyuchah to my kids, but I will assume that it's that everyone's had that experience of the kids fighting over toys. Adults don't fight over toys. So iboylehu, you can clarify hakira, is the pshat that they worked on the midah so hard for 20 years and now they're above it? Or the pshat is that toys are not part of their world. I believe everybody will be patient like a sex out of Hakira. The reason why you don't fight at toys anymore at 20 is because a rubber duck is not meaningless to us. So when we get older, we have different toys. So now, LeMarshall, we get older, and the world of cars, and what's a good car, and what's a fancy car, and what's a nice car, and how many cars, becomes the world, our world, so we can be jealous, not jealous, cut corners, not cut corners, and so on. But if a person lives in a different type of world, then that also is not of significance. Torah is a ruchnistic world. Mitzvahs still relate to chafetzim. Torah relates to ideas, and a person who enters that world is not, the world of things, of physical things, is not part of that world. So yes, a person can express a desire for kavod by saying his svara is the best svara and so on. Yes, there's still room for the Sahara. But it's a certain shmira on many of the Yitzharas, because a big underpinning of Yitzhara is not just the thing itself, but it's the idea of having it. But let's give a marshal. Let's say somebody tells me he's going on vacation to a place, Hawaii. So I'm very jealous. He's sitting in Hawaii, sunning himself in the sun or whatever you do there, surfing. And I'm sitting over here and I don't have that handle. Okay, so I understand why Bishas Maisa. A month later, he's still telling everybody about the vacation and I'm still jealous. Why? He's sitting in the office, I'm sitting in the office. My nafkamina. The answer is his sense of things is that he possesses something. He possesses a vacation in Hawaii. And my sense of things is I don't possess it. So anything, my sense of what it is that is called a possession, and what is it that's something that I can have, that's something that's totally the world I occupy. So Torah, oh, that's what he says in the beginning of the third parak. He speaks about the Gemara, Olam Yagris Adam, Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Ra, and Torah is one of the fourth items that you can use. So that's the pshat in using Torah. Here he says a different mahalo. He says the Oidram is a Sham Kalagon. I'm sorry, Kozar's Tiazuga, yeah, Upirza, Kilo Yochol Yetzara Lishlat al Teira, she said an insurmishim Nivroim Olaf. In other words, the Yetzirah happens when things are einabim koymai. Chutz mekoymai chutz azmani. Umipneizem mailas atoyer she'in tzahara sheltim atoyer. Yon lo yis atoyer she'vetil etzarash le'yuchal oitzes adam chutz aseda le'nivra yetzahara she'yuchal adam lamed negda. Ava atoyer shmir min yetzahara ulekach b'yemat mtoyer mivim shle alechem shal shalchomets ashe yetzahara husar shebi isa v'tzad atoyer nimtze yetzahara v'm loikin le'nunzav ne'sheyuchal lamed negda. So he says, everything in the world can't be ra. Before Torah, it's just a random struggle with toiv and ra, and that's why it's very difficult. Torah gives you a picture of where everything belongs, and that gives you the ability to be shaylet on it. Obviously, it's always possible to have various, but the tools for real shulten and ra lies with Torah. Void my rozek in talk la harka koise matera, prena mitzla haka vachamitze matera. So it's part of this is that you bring chametz to show that chametz doesn't have to be thrown out of the house, it could be kept for a certain hakraba. Void my is bezeh, masha omru kalagol mechavayitze golem imenu, ki isim is at the sukkah, ulekach roi shu shneilach metera batzeres chametz. So he says another time that why we bring chametz dafka on Shavuos. He says that the chametz is royal dafka for that day. He says it. Before he says it, because he has a power to be shaylet on it, here he has a deeper point. If you'll take a look, if you're using the whatchamacallit, Rav Hartman's sefer, he quotes here the Maral in Josh Shabbos Hagadol, which is kedai to see. I'll quote it if you don't have it. Number 88, if you have the sefer. Shu yom chamishim, ki akrobas is magiat shar chamishim, or the figure shayom also ter chomets, mishum shayna krobas chomets rak mitzat shar chamishim. So chomets has a makam only mitzat shar chamishim. Lakach bin chamishim shayatzeris as yesh lakav chomets, ki shte alechem hoyesh al chomets, ki mitzat shar chamishim nilza chomets bailam. Ki ein holom haze yesh lamadregal yen azois. Behine achi sorem baulom mitzat yom chamishim. Or lakach bin chamishim korvan So he says over here that something about Adarabba, the only makom that chametz has a place to exist is in Shara Chamishim, and therefore it causes ra when we're not holding there, but it's mitzias is koyach that. But let's take a parallel to it. It says in the Zohar Kaddish that the Chachomim could have been mevatel the Yitzhad Arayis, and the reason they didn't do so was because there wouldn't be any Chedvas of the Shmaitz. If you think about the Chazal, it really is true. You can learn from it the opposite. It means that the Ikke Chedvus de Shmaitzer is Torah. That's the Ikke, the person's sense of happiness and satisfaction, ultimate satisfaction, is Chedvus de Shmaitzer. Not having that, Yitzhad Arayis fills it. Let's give a simple mashal. A kid needs attention, warmth, and approval of his parents, elementary. If he doesn't get it, so he does wild things, crazy things, angry things, either to attract attention or to express his anger or whatever, or frustration. He doesn't know how to get what he needs. So here you have an example when a person needs something and he can't get it. So what he does is he gets it from a bad place. The kids who are missing a nutrient and will eat crazy things to try to fill it. A person who's very hungry, starved, and there's no food around will eat things that are not good, grass or whatever it is. So you see that people, when they have a need for a certain fulfillment and they can't get that fulfillment, are going to get it from someplace bad. You find the Shainis and Chazal that the world wasn't royal for something. Or many descriptions of things in Olam Haba that the world is not royal, Ayin HaRas and so on. So that means that if we misuse it, we're going to use it for Ra. And therefore, it's not only the pshat that since we have the ability to be Shailit in Yetzirah, we can use it. There's a deeper understanding. This understanding they're saying over here is the Ra of it comes because of the fact that there's a need for some sort of, for that Pnimius, and not getting it, it becomes Ra. But if we were to get it through Torah, that's where we should get it. So the Chavos, the Shmaitz, the Chometz, whatever in your world called the Eitz Hadas. But the Eitz Hadas, if it's in the world, means we have a need for Eitz Hadas. Because we don't have the ability to be Teifis it, then the way it comes to us is through Ra. So this is a much deeper Deher than before. Before I just said that we have the ability to cope with it. Here he's saying Adrava. It's Ikka Bria was for that. And therefore, and that's the Pshat called Gol Mechva Yitzhak Gol Mimenu. He says that a bigger person Yitzhak Gol Mimenu means he now has the craving for something much deeper, and therefore it's much easier for Ra to come into his being. Just like take an example, a person who has a deep sense, he has a craving for a deeper sense of knowledge and doesn't know where to find it in Torah, becomes an apikoros. A person who is a simple person doesn't have that craving, doesn't care about it, and stays away from it. The difference was because he was a bigger person, needed to understand, couldn't understand, didn't know where to look for it, looked in the wrong place, and we made it become an apikoros. He was saying Adaraba. He wasn't just saying, and this is the way he's fine-tuning it. It's not the pshat that since we have sin of kina, we need the Torah. That's kind of making the Torah just remedial. Not as a virtue in its own right, but remedial. It said, Rabbi Yisai, you don't suffer from all the ailments we suffer. I suffer from those ailments, and therefore we need it. What he's saying now is much deeper. If we have kin and sin, it means we have a need for something that's not being fulfilled in this world, and therefore Torah is going to give it to us. You don't have that need. You're missing that need. The fact that they have the Ra of Chimutz shows that they have some sort of need, potential for something higher and deeper that only can be had in Torah, and that's what Torah is giving them. Okay, we'll hold it here. Any questions, points?
I had a quick question. Just in the beginning, when Rav was talking about the fact that the way that the Bria works is that there's a guf and then the neshama is kind of injected into us. But is that talking more mitzad the Bria? Because if you think about in general like a project, so when it comes to whether it's in terms of like making a building or the purpose or the potential is going to have to come first so that you could tailor the guf to that. In other words, when we say that, let's say the Torah was created before the Bria, or things of that nature. So mitzad Hashem, or mitzad, you know, before making whatever the project is, the neshama or whatever the guf is going to become tailored to do is going to have to kind of come after whatever the real purpose or like the ruchnistic aspect of it is. No.
Well, what he's saying is, well, his main point is that they're not continuous. It's not another element of the house of the people living there. And therefore it's a platform, and then it's like a computer with software. We need a computer to run the software, but the software is of a different nature than the computer. So the whatever comes afterwards comes as a distinct unit. It's in the computer itself, the hardware is all continuous, and each piece is connected to the other one and part of it. Here it's distinct because that it is distinct. You should understand that it's not one and the same. That's the point that he's making.
Mm.
Who's speaking? I'm sorry. I didn't.
Oh, sorry. Moshe Rubin.
Okay. Let's say that. Good. Good for us. Yeah.
In the Zohar that was mentioned about the Chedus of the Shmaitza.
Right.
From the Zohar itself, it's clear that the Ikka obviously comes from Torah, but it's going to be fulfilled if not found in Torah, or Kapshuta, you would learn the other way. You made it sound like from the Zohar itself, it's clear.
No, I'm learning, you know, the Zohar itself can be learned Kapshuta, that you need the Chavis of Shmaitza for this. That's the Pashup Shad, like everything else, like all the other Inyanim we saw. But I would like to make that connection with there, that Chavis of the Shmaitza is what a person seeks. And therefore, if he doesn't find it, he looks in our eyes. A person needs a certain thrill. A person needs excitement. Let's take an example with a teenager. Why do yeshivas, the way our chinuch system, literature is structured, let's understand the rationale behind it. One way is to take a teenager and tell him, you're full of yetzaharas and full of stupidities and full of recklessness. Stop. That's one type of chinuch. The second type of chinuch is, let's find, if a teenager is like that, that means that there's somewhere where it fits. Where does it fit? The answer is, when they kill each other learning, the risk of the shmaitza, the yelling, the screaming, the feeling that you won, the feeling that you're not there, that all of that aggressive, extreme behavior finds itself expressed very well in learning. So the seichel goes, the logic of it goes, give them what they need. And so just like a different type of chinuch will have them play extreme sports because that satisfies their physical need and their emotional need, our understanding is give them, this is what Torah has in itself. So we're saying the reason why that they are meshuga is because they don't find the place where to express it. That's the same logic behind it. So it starts with a certain sense that no, these kreiches are the kreiches for this age, and the question is where do they need to express themselves? So when people got married at the age of 14, 15, they express themselves there, all of that. But when people don't, the place, chedus erishon, is to express it. The thrill of knowing, the thrill of understanding, the vehemence of arguing, the sense of bettering the other person, so on and so forth. All of that are the same type of emotions expressed. If you don't find it in Torah, you find it in other places. In the other places, it's bad. Okay. Agutvach.
Uh-huh.